July Talk mit Picturing Love bei Flux FM. Die Morning Show am Nachmittag an einem Montag im September und einer ganz tollen Band, die heute im Lido aufspielt. Beherzt und vertraut, wild und konfrontativ. Das sind die Kanadier. Sie machen Rock Blues, aber wir werden gleich nochmal genauer reingehen, was da zustande kommt bei July Talk. Peter hat ja eine sehr markante raue Stimme und Lia eine sehr zarte. Also eigentlich der Gegenpart, und auf ihrer Debütplatte, da haben sie auch mit diesen Gegensätzen anfänglich gespielt und meinten, ja, ist ja super, man ergänzt sich, aber ist trotzdem sehr unterschiedlich. Aber jetzt haben sie sich bei der neuen Platte gedacht, nee, mit diesem Schema wollen wir ein bisschen brechen, und da können sie uns gleich auch ein bisschen was zu erzählen. Die Live-Shows der Band sind legendär, denn die Bandmitglieder sind ja nicht nur zu zweit, kommen aus den verschiedensten Disziplinen, Film, Tanz, Performance, Art, und deswegen ist es immer ein großes Erlebnis, was heute Abend eben auch im Lido stattfinden wird, und da wollen wir euch natürlich auch gerne auf die Gästeliste setzen. Jetzt ist ihre neue Platte im September draußen, sie heißt Touch, und darüber wollen wir sprechen. Welcome to Flux FM.
Thank you for having us back.
Hi, hier seht ihr, ihr hört schon die unterschiedlichen Stimmen. What great voices you both have. I know everyone is asking about this. I'm not asking about the name of the band, but about the voices I'm allowed to ask. You were born with this voice, and you, of course, too. But when did you first use your voice as the male part at first? As a singer, when did you realize, man, this sounds interesting?
I don't know. I think I was playing in other bands and sort of hiding behind and playing keyboards or lap steel or guitar with other bands, but I would never sing. Mm-hmm. And then late at night at the after party, if there was a piano there or a guitar getting passed around and everyone was really drunk and partying, it would be okay for my confidence to be able to sing.
Yeah.
So that's probably how I started to listen to the way my voice sounds and not be as embarrassed about it.
Yeah, embarrassed. I mean, but there was no, smoke or alcohol involved that got you to this voice. You were born with it.
There's definitely a lot of smoke and alcohol.
I don't think so. Lia, what do you think? Tell us the truth. Tell us all the dirty details.
About what? About his voice?
Yes.
Oh, he eats rocks for breakfast.
Rocks?
Rocks.
Like real rocks?
Yeah, like gravel.
Oh, schön. Nice. Yeah, yeah. Yummy. That's yummy. That's typical tasty. Canadian.
Yeah, you have to have a little bit of sauce with it. Ketchup. Helps it go down.
No, see, it's completely natural.
Mm. Yeah. So people may know you from our program here in Germany, in Berlin. Others may perhaps listen to you, your music, for the first time. When you first met and were in a recording studio or rehearsing room, you realized we've got very different voices. Let's play with it. And I thought, or I've read that for the new album, you said, okay, we did this at first, but now we don't want to do this, very deep and very, soft, more higher voice. Mm-hmm. You wanted to do something different. Is that right?
I think it was more just that when we never really thought so much about how different our voices sounded or how they went together or how they didn't go together. We knew it was kind of weird to have a band with two singers that sound so different. But most of what was placed on us was coming externally. People writing, people talking about it, people telling you what they think of your music and saying, it's so great because your voice is this and you're like this masculine, crazy Tom Waits beast in a china shop, blah, blah, blah. And you're this sweet little innocent angelic sex kitten.
And everyone is copying it and writes about it. And then you have this stamp like, okay, that's what we're like.
Exactly. And when we just like, when we're all, the five of us are sitting in a van and, driving around and playing shows and talking to people, we're just humans. And I think it got kind of boring to play to that sort of stereotype.
Yeah, claro.
And so it was, it's been way more fun to, of course, take on that role sometimes and play with it, but also completely turn it on its ass and make it something different.
Mm-hmm. Also sie sagt selber, eigentlich haben wir gar nicht mit unseren unterschiedlichen Stimmen so sehr gespielt. Wir haben diesen Stempel aufgedrückt bekommen, eben von denjenigen, die über uns geschrieben haben. Und dann wird man in diese Rolle reingedrückt und auf einmal schreiben alle darüber und dann hat man nochmal eben diesen Ruf weg, sage ich jetzt mal. Aber sie versuchen das auch gerne immer wieder aufzubrechen, so natürlich jetzt auch mit der aktuellen Platte, in die wir gleich rein reinhören wollen. Die zweite ist es, nach ihrem Debütalbum, sozusagen das zweite Album, was nachgeschoben wird. Für das erste, da hatten sie sich erst 5-mal auf einer Bühne zusammen, also hingestellt als Band. Und dann ging es schon ins Aufnahmestudio. Das ist natürlich nach einer sehr kurzen Zeit passiert. Ihr nickt, you're nodding. Do you understand what I'm just saying?
I feel like I'm kind of... I just really like your voice.
Okay, good. That's good. I told the people that, because I only read it, but I hope it's true that you have only, yeah, been on stage together for the first album 5 times and after that recorded the album. This is crazy because other bands are rehearsing for years and years and then we've got our debut album out and you've only were five times on a stage. How did that happen?
It was actually just early on. It just, we... Very early into knowing that we had all been in other bands together, myself and Danny and Josh, I knew for a long time. And so when we started rehearsing with Leia and writing these songs and playing together, we immediately met a guy named Alex Bonenfall, who's now our manager, who's kind of one of the best producers in Canada. He did Crystal Castles and Metz and a bunch of really great heavy music. And he just said, let's make an album. It was very informal. We didn't really think anyone was going to hear it. And the idea of going and perfecting and perfecting and perfecting before we recorded it didn't really occur to us at the time. We just figured we can make an album and then we'd have something that would sort of make the band real.
Yeah.
And so Touch, this new album that we just finished, is kind of our opportunity to be a band together. For the first time, this is an album that was born out of songs that were written over 4 years on the road together, and we don't go home a lot. So it was really a five-person kind of explosion. Yeah. So it was really exciting to have a new opportunity, sort of a new page.
Genau, und eine total neue Herangehensweise. Wie gesagt, bei der ersten Platte 5-mal auf der Bühne zusammengestanden und dann hat sie jemand angesprochen und gesagt, lass uns doch einfach ein Album aufnehmen. Und sie sagten, okay, das lief dann sehr, sehr gut. Sie haben sogar Preise dafür bekommen, aber jetzt konnten sie sich mit all ihren Bandmitgliedern über Jahre zusammensetzen, an Songs schreiben und eben so richtig als Band zusammenarbeiten. Und Touch, wie gesagt, heißt das Album and Touch is about touching each other, touching people touching in a relationship and not doing all these things that don't have to do with touch. I mean, touching electronic devices, but they don't have to do with, you know, touching someone's shoulder or cheek or whatever. That's the idea behind the album a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. Just, I guess there's just so many things these days that are trying to bring humans closer together and kind of failing and pushing them further apart, we felt.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing quite like human touch. You know, there's certain places in the world where you can pay to go to a cafe and rent someone's time and sit with them. And, you know, it costs a certain amount to hold hands. It costs a certain amount to stroke their hair. It costs a certain amount to take a nap in their lap. And it's just a real, you know, human privilege that we have, that we can be living, breathing beings and be in each other's presence and feel what that is to have energies mingle and things like that. And often when we're playing a show, the best thing that you can do to kind of like ground yourself is to like reach out and, you know, touch someone's hand or touch someone's face in the audience. As long as they're not glaring at you and, you know.
Also das ist den beiden auch total wichtig, wenn sie auf Konzerten sind, dass man den Kontakt zum Publikum hat und jetzt natürlich noch in Bezug auf die Platte Touch, wo es ums Anfassen geht, dass man einfach in Fleisch und Blut voreinander steht und sich als Gleichwertige eben betrachtet und einfach total froh ist, dass die Musikliebhaber da sind, dass man sich vielleicht auch mal die Hand gibt oder sich im Gesicht streichelt oder einfach sagt, hey, toll, dass ihr da seid. Und wir wollen einen Song hören, der auch auf der neuen Platte mit drauf ist. Er heißt Back and Call. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about Back and Call.
Yeah, totally. We're up in the process of putting out a video for it right now, like I think today. But Back and Call was one of the hardest songs we had to write because we had a totally different version with all of these different instrumentation, very, very dense. And then we decided to strip everything back. And it's really just 4 elements. It's Ian's guitar, the drums, the bass, and Tanya Tagak, who's an amazing kind of Canadian performer, throat singer. And she, you can hear her voice rhythmically featured on the song, and then it's our vocals. So it's very stripped down, but it's one of our favorite songs on the album, and it's about power dynamics and relationships.
So, jetzt bin ich aber auch neugierig. Ich hoffe, ihr auch. Wir hören Back and Call heute Abend, July Talk im Lido. Wir schreiben euch gleich auf die Gästeliste. Back and Call. July Talk sind immer noch bei Flux FM im Studio. Heute Abend sind sie im Lido und wir haben gerade ein bisschen gequatscht, auch über die Heimat. Ich habe sie ausgefragt, wo sie groß geworden sind. Und Lia sagt, sie ist eher im französischsprachigen Teil Kanadas groß geworden. Bei Peter ist es eben andersrum gewesen. Deswegen gibt es manchmal auch so sprachliche Differenzen. Aber man hat manchmal eine Neigung natürlich eher, weil man in einer Region groß geworden ist, zu einer bestimmten Sprache. Und ich erzählte dann auch, wo ich herkomme und was für Ferienjobs man gemacht hat. So what kind of vacation jobs did you... I told you that I was selling ice cream and Rückenkratzer and whatever, but you need to tell us all the details that we need to know about your
summer jobs.
Yes.
First jobs.
The worst job, the worst and the first job was
the
at
worst
the,
and the first.
Royal Fork Buffet, which was the grossest, most disgusting food ever served to any human being. I'm at Edmonton, Alberta in Canada. And every night, I would just sort of wash the tables and things. Every night, they would put out raw chicken by accident. And they washed everything with bleach. And it was mostly just sort of fatty, sort of really disgusting food. Anyway, I worked there and I got paid something like $6 an hour.
And how much did the people pay for the buffet?
Oh, it wouldn't have been more than $12 for all you can eat, but there would be people that would just be eating there for 4 hours.
That sounds yummy.
Sounds dark.
It was really dark. Leah had some pretty terrible jobs.
I had some terrible jobs.
You can tell them about some good jobs, though.
Yeah, well, the first job that I had was, you probably don't have this in Germany because I assumed Germans just know how to party, but in Canada, and I think in North America as well, sometimes at bar and bat mitzvahs, which is like a celebration for a 13 or 14-year-old girl or boy. They'll have a big party and a DJ, and it's a little bit like a wedding celebration with, you know, food and dancing. But sometimes the party guests need help getting their party on. So my job, I called it being a party motivator. It's like a bar and bat mitzvah dancer is what it's called, but I always call myself a party motivator. And basically my job was to just represent the DJ company, wear a DJ company t-shirt, and go out on the dance floor. And
like, come on, everybody.
Yeah, let's limbo. Let's form a conga line. I'm going to instruct you in some, you know, how to do the Macarena. And then I would get to hand out prizes to, like, you know, you do like a freeze competition or like dance till you drop, and then I'd give them like an inflatable guitar or like a like a saxophone, an inflatable saxophone or whatever.
Did it work out every time you got on stage?
What do you mean?
Yeah, did people dance? Yeah.
Yeah. But you're not on the stage, you're on the dance floor.
You're on the dance floor.
With all the other dance floors.
And with your microphone.
You're just grabbing people's hands and pulling them.
Okay.
And saying,
like it's at a vacation club in, I don't know, Turkey or wherever, and you like make you, you
yeah,
know,
exactly.
Like an animator.
That's. Yeah. I think actually there was a time when I thought that that's what my life would be by now, is like working on cruise ships and at resorts.
Man,
just trying to motivate the party.
Look where you are now.
I'm kind of still doing the same thing. I just also
look
sing.
At us now.
I'm so happy for you.
Wie schön.
Also die Ferienjobs sind passé. Jetzt sind sie wieder auf Tour. July Talk heute Abend im Lido. Und wir hören noch einen Song, nämlich den Titelsong des Albums. Der da heißt Touch. Da können Sie gleich auch noch mal ein bisschen was zu sagen zum Inhalt des Liedes. Und wir wollen euch jetzt auf die Gästeliste setzen. 030-2000-9000. Ab ins Lido heute Abend. Die tolle Kanadische Band sehen. 5 Leute sind es an der Zahl. Quintet, you are, right?
Mm-hmm. 5, yeah.
5. And where's the rest of the band now? Enjoying Berlin or setting up the...
They're getting ready at Lido. Yeah, they're getting ready. We're really excited to play there tonight.
Good, good. Any performance, art, videos, something that we should know about?
Yes, we're going to be... Watch out this week. We're going to be putting out a video for Beck and Call, the song you just heard. And it's very crazy. And Leah and I...
are crazy too.
We move our bodies.
Yeah, really? You can do that too?
We move our bodies.
Wow.
You tell us, maybe we can.
Yeah.
Geil. Sehr gut. 030 2000 9000. And now we listen to Touch, which is about the topic, the theme, the touching. Or do you want to get into detail here as well?
I think the song can speak for itself, yeah. But yeah, no, it's sort of the thesis of the whole album.
Mm. Also das ist im Grunde hier der Song zur Platte, trägt ja auch den Namen Touch. Und bevor wir jetzt hier noch anfangen, uns anzufassen, lassen wir lieber die Worte sprechen. Ich drücke auf Play und sage vielen Dank. Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you for having us.
Of course.
Thanks for having us.
We love Flux.
Yeah, thank you.
No,
we expected that, actually.
This close, you told me to fit right in where I was needed.